Michelle Roger. The colours in this photo of a bedside table have been inverted. The overall tone is part forensic, part aquatic, with none of the objects taking their natural colour. For example, a large jar of multicoloured jelly beans glows iridescent blues, purples and aquas. A luxurious-looking lamp with leaf-patterned lampshade, festooned with green baubles at its edges, stands like a silver beacon. At its base is a small emerald green glass chicken ornament. Behind it, a purple glass jug filled with Australian native flowers. On the edge of the table are drinking glasses, small and large, with intricate black designs. The inversion makes it look like they are filled with liquid light, even though they are upside down. There are also items affected in a different way by this inverted universe. Three pill organisers are dull brown and clay. Empty anti-nausea and vasopressin packs are black, as is a case for eyeglasses. A Nivea concealer stick takes on a dun colour. In the background, we can see the thin edge of a piece of furniture. On closer inspection, we realise it is a mirror stand, in profile, its mirrored surface hidden, not reflecting this scene. Inverted, by Michelle Roger. A little piece here, a little piece there. My day broken into unconnected activities. Partial activities. Things started and discarded, only be picked up again an hour or two later and tossed aside once more. I try to piece together my day, to find continuity, creativity, to account for all the time that has passed, only to come up short because tired, fractured thoughts equal tired, fractured activities. Punctuated only by pills and potions, tinctures and tisanes, gathered from bedside tables, in inverted universes of soft cotton and flannelette, the weariness of activities undertaken on the days prior, the necessary accounting of the weariness of days to come. The weariness of pain, the weariness of drugs used to take the edge off the pain, the weariness of existing in this body, when the wanting and the doing of the creating are warring. Not the creation I imagined, not the one before. That one still seeps in to berate me on the dark days, when the self I've built seems more tenuous, more fleeting. Instead, this one, inverted, reassembled, reimagined, like all aspects of me and mine. So I start to type and stop. I plan and forget before the idea drips from neuron, to arm, to finger, to my default position, supine on my bed. Prop just right, down to the exact millimetre and exact angle to manage the pain and the blood pressure and the nausea and... And where the heart is wild, it must be filled and controlled in equal measure. Look right to the light and the whimsy, the practicality and necessity. Pop the pill and wash it down with a jelly bean chaser. Place the mouse on my chest and watch it beat, sending its secrets to faraway places. Rub sweet creams on old scars and tender flesh. Pick up the notebook and find my pen, the pen that is right. The only one that lets the words flow. Scattered amongst telehealth and exercise and admin and relief and renewal through connection and mindlessly scrolling. To sit next to the bottomless lolly jars and heart monitors, ceramic chickens, memories of better days and outside places. Cut crystals holds water, collections of battered pill boxes hold functioning. And empty silver squares whose contents measure the day, the health, the productivity, a kaleidoscope of small silver butterflies unfurling to give me time, breath, being. I flick through the channels on the television. I'm not watching or listening. No details emerge. Yet I know. The ideas scattered amongst the other scattered pieces, internal and external. Forms. Pop the docet box once more. Afternoons are peach and orange. Reopen my laptop, tap on keys, and write down the snippets, of which this is one, and piece together my day, the minutes, the hours, and me.